News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Five of the six missing people on board the luxury yacht that sank off the coast of Sicily on Monday have been recovered. Nick Squires is Rome correspondent for The Telegraph. Nick, good morning to you. The question now really is what happened here? Because this yacht, according to its manufacturer, simply shouldn't have sunk.
Indeed, yes. I think it's fair to say that experts are still baffled as to how this happened on Monday. 5 o'clock in the morning, Monday, it seems to have been hit, this yacht, by some sort of water spout, very localized tornado, and it sank, we're told, within a minute or two. It's an extremely sophisticated, very large vessel. It had the tallest aluminium mast of any yacht of its class. So there has been speculation that the height of that mast may have sort of caught the very strong winds and may have helped tip it over. There's also been speculation in the last 24 hours that its keel may have been partially elevated. Now, yachts will partially elevate their keel if they want to get into harbour or a marina, but in the case of a storm like this, the keel should really have been down to give the vessel more stability. That's speculative, and there's not been official confirmation of that. But investigators are looking at all these scenarios, and four marine investigators have arrived from the UK because, of course, this yacht was flying under a British flag.
The five bodies that have been recovered means that there is one body still on board. I think the divers reported that they've seen that body. They know that it is on board.
That's right. Yeah. It's been a very difficult operation for the divers. There's been about 27 divers involved from the Coast Guard and from the Italian Navy. Some of those divers were involved in the recovery of bodies from the Costa Concordia. That was the giant cruise ship that went down off the coast of Tuscany in 2012. So they've got experience of this very difficult work. The super yacht's down at 50 meters beneath the surface of the sea. So it's dark down there, very confined spaces, as people would imagine, confined passages, and all the sort of furniture and fittings of the yacht floating around and impeding access for the divers. On top of that, because of the depth, they can be down there for a maximum of 12 minutes. So pretty short shifts for those divers to go down, have a look, try and find what they can, and then come up again.
Okay, Nick Squires in Italy. Thank you for that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.